got old cartoons, some one of the mechanics got in his bay. Where there's something a fish had grabbed somebody and had got him in his, had his head in his mouth. But the rascal got grabbed a hold to his neck and was choking him. And as long as he had choking him, he couldn't swallow him. And that's why we have to be wiser than that devil. Long as I'm plead the blood upon you, Satan, you ain't gonna be able to keep. You ain't gonna be able to bust his heart. You ain't gonna be able to do this now. The same thing when those finances are down. The Bible says we all you got to do is call, you've been paying your tithe. He said you can call bombard heaven, and he said he'll open up that door, and somebody gonna come and bring you what you need. You can stand on that word when you're doing what the Lord has told you to do. There's been a many times Bishop don't know where something coming. But I never lose. I never have backsliding on my mind. Sometimes it waits till the last moment. And hear that blessing that I've been looking for. It'll be right there. He might not be there when you want it. But the Bible, the old song said, it'll always be there on time. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get somebody to have that faith. See, sometimes, even the preacher be telling you to do things. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But Paul told his people to follow him as he followed Christ. I remember back in the Old Testament, I can't remember how it goes. But God had told the man of God how he wanted them to take the city. And I believe somebody wanted to try to find where I'm coming by. I believe it was Jericho, wasn't it? Jericho. And they had certain things to do that looked real stupid. And that's why the Bible said God takes the foolish things to confound who? The wise folks. And that's why sometimes the people don't believe. They come into church and they see us jumping and shouting, and it looks like stupidness there. You stupid people, you're standing up there. I don't see what you're feeling for. No way. And they buying into services because they won't get into the service. They was told how they had to march around the city there. And the soldiers was laid back and said, look at them stupid. Oh, Lord, look at Jesus Christ. Getting about to see that. Glory to God. They watched them for 6 days. Would even kill them. Because that day they're stupid. Marching around here singing songs and hymns and stuff. But the Bible said on the seventh day when you do your march, he said, I want you to shout. And he said, the wall's going to come down. The city is yours. And they did just that. They did that. And they took the city. See, some things that you've seen, that's why the Bible says, again, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, they couldn't even see with all those armed soldiers, them having that city. But the man of God said, hey, we're going to do what God said do. And when they did it, the walls came down and the enemy was confounded. They probably just gave up. And God wants us to do the same thing, to step out and walk on the water, say.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Charles, 100.1. 49th verse. Jesus speaking, 46th verse, and said unto them, thus it is written, he's talking to his disciples, and does it behoove Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Went on to say, and you are witnesses of these things. He says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. We're going to go from there to 2 Peter, 3rd chapter. Give me a moment, please. Take your time. We don't have to go and leave here and go home anymore till Sunday. I'm probably saying that's what you say. We hope nobody slip out on us. Praise God. Just give the old man some time now. Okay. 1 Peter, 3rd chapter, verse 1 through 14. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the word which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? But since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters and in the waters, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fry against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. That's women too. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, his promise, as some men count slackness. But it's talking about the Lord, but he is long suffering to us, with not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein, the earth, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons, I want you to bear in mind, ought ye to be all in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Fervent heat, he's telling to remind them. Nevertheless, we according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and wrinkle. We're going to leave there and go to first. We'll leave us 2 Thessalonians. I need some glasses. One to 2 Thessalonians, verse 5, 5th chapter, rather. to the first. We're going to start at the first verse. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. But when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail of a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. If you are tonight, we're going to enlighten you. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, seeing that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves. Father, again, we thank you for your word. God, we ask right now that you bless the hearers of your word tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer of faith, and we believe it's done. Amen. You may take your seats. You probably sing to yourselves, thinking, well, that's a lot of reading he did. Well, we want to press upon your minds tonight. The time is winding up on us, saints, upon this earth. And we see the signs of the times coming up on us. I remember the time we couldn't watch TV. We had under the old ministry that which we were. And I just couldn't digest that, because anything that you can see on TV out of the ordinary or unholy, you can walk down to Walmart or any mall and see the same thing. And we used to be an organization that they didn't like to have the TVs. But then you know how children, sometimes you can't get away with something when you got children. But the children began to tell my children, said, well, we got one, but we keep it hid. When folks come to the house, we keep it hid. But I thank God for the TV today, because this Lord gave me some scriptures from just watching TV today, watching what's going down in Afghanistan and all those other countries over there. As we can see, the love, Bible said, in the last days, the love of God would wax cold. Went on to say again in another scripture that men's hearts would be filling them. I believe we touched on that in Baton Rouge last Saturday night. Men having heart attacks, looking at TV and looking at everything, so the things you can't even walk, go out your house and without locking it or securing it and over securing it to make sure that nobody break in. As we're seeing people breaking on people, cutting their throats, killing them in their sleep. And then a lot of these old folks, they can't handle that. The Bible says they're having heart attacks seeing what they're seeing on TV. But the point we're trying to tell you, there's hope for us. I began to pray today just looking at the news today on CSM, looking at what's going on in the world, and et cetera, et cetera. But the Bible, I believe he said, pay pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I think that's what we're going to have to start doing. We're going to have to put up, we call ourselves the house of prayer. We're going to have to pray. I think we need to pray for that president we got. We looked at the, we're looking up there, everybody got some nuclear bombs now. And as we read those scriptures coming from Peter, he said this earth is going to get, it's going to burn up. Including, see, everybody think there's a hell down there and people in hell down there, but God don't, he don't operate like that. Wouldn't it be unfair if people been burning for 1,400 years and you going to go down there and just burn up for a little while? Well, we could go deep on that. But we're not going to go, that ain't the kind of God we're going to have. But Bible tells me that the Bible said the dead in Christ is going to rise first, and those that are alive shall be caught up to meet him in the air. And I want you to tell you tonight that you better be one of those that meet Jesus in the air, whether you be dead or whether you be burnt living. But the point is, some of us is gambling with Jesus tonight. You're gambling with this word. You believe you can do everything that you beg enough to do and still go to heaven. That I got some time. But I'm telling you tonight, time is winding up.
Yes, sir.
I see things creeping, the devil creeping up in the church.
Yes,
homemonging, fornication, adultery.
Yes, sir.
But that Bible says he will judge those.
Yeah.
And there ain't but one way for you is down there in the lake of fire. I've never seen, we used to be in the church and God would just move every Friday night. I mean, we'd cast demons out, call them out, and make them speak back to us. But well, you say, well, why come you don't have it? Because the spirit of the unclean spirits is in the audience.
Yes, sir.
People don't want to get cleaned up.
Yes, sir.
When people are pure and they're clean, when a devil come in here, he can't stand the word. He can't stand the anointing that's in the church. But the devil now walk in the church and sit right beside you. I want to share this with all the churches here. I was trying to prolong it to clean get here. I'm expecting to win in a minute, though. But what we're trying to tell you, you that are hearing the word, Bible says by the words you're justified, and also by the word what? You're condemned to the lake of fire. And that's another thing. When you hear the word, you need to readjust yourself.
Amen.
If somebody tell you that a tornado is coming in, into Leesville, I know what you're going to do. You're going to get ready for it. But I'm telling you now, you better clean up your act, because Jesus is going to come back, and if you're dirty and nasty, you're not going back with him. Bible says only the pure in heart shall see him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Only the pure in heart shall see God.
Preach, Bishop. Come on, Bishop.
I don't want to scare nobody, but if I could. I always said when I used to preach, I said, if I could put a 45 pistol, put it on everybody, make you go down there and tarry till you get the Holy Ghost, I would, but God is not that way.
Come on, sir. That's right.
He don't operate that way. But I'm trying to scare somebody tonight that you want the Holy Ghost. That you, even these little children, you're going to have the Holy Ghost. If you know, if you're big enough and smart enough to know what's right from wrong, then you need the Holy Ghost. Because you hear this word just like the grown folks do. That's what we used to, we have the young folks here, and that sometimes they just need a good example. They just need an example. But they see when Sister So-and-so get the Holy Ghost and 3 weeks later, she's out in the street. They don't understand. They said, what good is it? And they go and see a missionary or so-and-so doing something they ain't supposed to do. They said, what's the reason? They said, she's just like me, or he's just like me. Minister so-and-so is just like me. I saw him down back there with a pack of cigarettes. But the word says, be ye holy. For I am holy. Who pulled them out of the pulpit? Who told y'all to leave the pulpit? Get back up there. I'm gonna find out who's doing this. Do y'all hear? There's only one pastor in the church. And I gave orders for the choir to stay in the pulpit. I'm going to use the choir later. This is another problem we have in God's church. This irritates Bishop. Amen. I'm going to utilize my choir some more. Okay? This is upsetting to me. I'll put out what I wanted, and I got it, and then somebody, I want to see you. I told you about that. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for what you were doing tonight. And God, we come against the enemy right now. Satan, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Father, we thank you, God. And God, I know the devil wanted to stop the word. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you'll continue to give us this word that you wanted to give us tonight, Lord. God, you said warning comes before destruction, Lord. And God, I thank you again right now, Lord. God, right now, Lord. God, touch each and every one right now, Lord. Give us a mind to continue to move while in the right direction, Lord. God, Satan would like to tear this thing down. But God, I command Satan to loose his hold right now. Loose your hold, Satan. In Jesus' name. Amen. There can only be one pastor in the church. And the Bible says for you to obey them that have the rule over you. How many knows that? Obey them. Obey him in this sense. Can't be two pastors, three or four. Can only be one pastor. Amen. Again, saints, what we're trying to tell you, have a seat, saint. This is going to be a start. I hope the fast will take care of what we're seeing here tonight. It can't be but one pastor. Can't be but one choir director. Choir director's job is to direct the choir. I like to utilize my choir in the word and et cetera, in the everything. So that's a lot of people. I saw some people that wonder why I kept them up there, because I have authority to do it. It's my choir. It's my choir. It ain't nobody else's choir. Amen. And then, so here's what we're gonna do, saints. This devil come and took that away. What we want to do now, some of us need to go back to the altar. Let's go to the altar, saints. You can come up here and make your seat your altar. And let's pray a while, Lord. I want the elders to assist me. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, my God, for your spirit, Lord God, to the mighty name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the old landmark. We thank you, my God, for the old time church in the mighty name of God, Jesus. God, we come to repent of our sins right now. God, we come to say, God, have mercy on our soul. God, we need you right now by the Holy Ghost, God. God, restore this old land of the way laid waste. God, restore the old desolate place again, God. God, restore that people, my God, back to the first love. My God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. God, we cry before you right now. We don't come with no formality, God.
God. We don't come with no formality today, Lord God. But God, we come send have mercy right now. My God, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, pour out your Holy Ghost. God, pour out your Spirit of God right now. God, let it rain, Jesus, in this place like old times. My God, you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You have not changed in the mighty name of God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, touch our people right now. God, touch our sons and our daughters. My God, bring back thy holiness among thy people again, Lord. My God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh my God, forgive thy people, Lord. Have mercy upon our soul right now. Even God, Jerusalem, Lord God, we pray, my God, for peace in Jerusalem right now. Oh my God, I pray, Lord God, we call the backsliders back. We call those that hurt, my God, back. We call our hurting ones, my God, back. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, you said it was Zion, God, begin to pray, Lord God. It will turn things around, my God. It will change your heart. And it will change your mind, Lord God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, we beseech you right now, Lord God. Rebuild the old waste places, my God. Restore us again, my God, by type of first love. Oh, my God, you are my desire, my God, and my everything, my God, Lord. The God of the sin, Lord God. It's a liberty, my God, Lord God. A conversation between me, us, and thee, Lord. My God, purge out the old leaven. Purge out the old leaven, Jesus. God, purge out the leaven, God. Purge every bit of one of us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, give me a clean heart and the right spirit, Lord God. I pray, my God, right now, Lord. I confront my father, ground, my Holy Ghost right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, let it rain, God, let it rain, Jesus. Oh, send your anointing, my God. God, destroy every yoke in the mighty name of Jesus. Every yoke, my God, destroy it. Every burden, my God, lift it. Every captivity, my God, set free. Everything, my God, on Holy Ghost right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need you, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, God, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on our soul. Have mercy on my wife and my sons and my daughters. My God, through the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we repent right now. Lord, forgive us, Lord God. I pray you change your mind, God, that you don't be angry, my God, with this, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hold back thy wrath, Lord. Hold back thy wrath. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, don't want to see, God, your wrath, but I want to see, my God, your mercy. I want to see, my God, you have your blood. I want to see your blood, God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we need you right now, Lord God. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on.